We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
Yes, it's me, Buzzkillers. You know how much I like talking about history, and there's almost nothing better than a nice, concise quote about history itself. History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes, according to Mark Twain, perhaps the most famous American humorist and novelist of the 19th century. But did Twain actually say this? Well, you know what I'm going to say, Buzzkillers. The answer is no. But he did say something close. Well, close-ish. Well, at the very least, he was the co-author of a novel where something close-ish appears. Along with his friend Charles Dudley Warner, Twain published The Gilded Age, A Tale of Today in 1873. One of the strongest themes in that novel was that the era that became known as the Gilded Age was a time of greed and political corruption. Now, although it's one of Twain's lesser-known works, this novel certainly helped solidify our perception, historians' perception, I think perception in the general country, that greed and corruption were hallmarks of the final decades of the 19th century. Twain and Warner wrote in the Gilded Age novel, and I'm quoting, "History never repeats itself, but the kaleidoscopic combinations of the pictured present often seem to be constructed out of the broken fragments of antique legends." Now, that's a pretty good quote and concept, Buzzkillers, but it's not as pithy as history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. There are lots of examples of other writers expressing similar ideas, going back at least to 1945 and continuing up through the 1970s, when the concept seems to have been first attached to Mark Twain. And I want to thank the great quote historian Garson O'Toole for providing such carefully researched history of this quote and idea on his blog, The Quote Investigator. As Buzzkillers will notice, as long as we run Quote or No Quote shows, we will often be repeating ourselves in thanking The Quote Investigator. I just wish I could write a thankful poem of gratitude that actually rhymes. Talk to you next week.
Capacast.